Okay, good luck, everybody. Always a very, very special schluss to be together. Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, and every week that we learn together to take Shabbos into the week and bring the chizik of Shabbos into the week. Tonight, more than most, when it's not just Matzah Shabbos, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a very holy time, a very special time. A time full of anticipation, time full of pachad. Hopefully, chizik, the zoros, the learning tonight will be a big schuss for each and every one of us. You know, Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of very special nashim zikanias that have helped this year over the years. I want to just give hakar tov, you know, at the very end of the year to Julia and all that she does for us to ensure that we have a makom to be in and to send out the poster and everything else. And it should be a big schluss only for Simcha and Bracha, Julia. And this started already many years ago. We had this year started. At first it was in various different locations, different people's homes, houses. In the first place it was Kovea. In the first place there was a set place. It was the house of Daniela Coppell. I want to thank her. She really started making this more kavua. And then that passed on. You'll see where I'm going with this. First, just to give Hakar Satov, but it passed on to Sarit Schreier, and then to Eliza Schreier, and then to Naomi Goldstein, and all of them, Baruch Hashem, played a very big, crucial role to make sure that we have Torah and Chizik and Zoris, and could have this very special Chevra. It's very special to me. And tonight, so the Shira tonight, I want to just give them Hakar Satov, all of them, because they have a chilek in everything we do. But also tonight, this year tonight, is being sponsored for the yurtzeit of the Schreiers, of their grandmother. The yurtzeit of their grandmother, whose yurtzeit is mamish tonight, Eliza and Sarit. And the Hom Shpacha was sponsoring tonight, Lila Nishmas, Toiba, Bas Rav Shapsi, Halevi. Mirth Hashem, it should be big schus for her neshama. It should be Mimeli Tzuyashra for their beautiful Mishpacha, for only Bezer Hashem is Baruch Simcha and Bracha till they're dancing together with her. It's amazing because of Bezer Hashem. Chevra, one of the simanim, one of the symbols, the great symbols of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is such a special yantiv. Every yantiv is special, but obviously the beginning of the year with so much hope and so much excitement. We have many, many simanim, many minhagim. But of the most famous, of the ones that really we see this imagery and we think Rosh Hashanah, is the Rimon, the pomegranate. It's one of the simanim that we're going to eat already tomorrow night. The Rimon is something very, very special. It happens to be my wife. She has a special connection. We just had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago. You know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you always want to bring back a piece of Eretz Yisrael to keep the chizik of Eretz Yisrael. So now our whole house is full of rimonim in different ways. We have these ceramic rimonim, painted, beautiful. We brought back a painting of rimonim. Rimonim are very beautiful, aesthetically beautiful. Something very bold, with a crown on top. They happen to be delicious, they're fun to take the seeds and eat them. Who doesn't even just love Café Rimon, right? Like, so there's always good association. And we're going to have the Rimon and we're going to say a tefillah. And that's more, by the way, just on a side note, what all the simanim are about. When we have these simanim, it's not magical that I eat a Rimon and I'm going to have zechusim. But the Rimon is there as a trigger to remind me to say a tefillah. We're going to say a tefillah. Yiratzon shiyir b'zuchu yaseinu k'rimon. When you say it's tefillah at our table, it would be zoyche to many, many zechusim, like a rimon. We know a rimon has many seeds, and some like to say 613 seeds. I don't believe that's true. I've never actually counted. Sheyirbu zechu yaseinu k'rimon. We definitely want a lot of zechusim. We want a big year. We're davening for a year of simcha, year of bracha. All of us know people need refuos and yeshuos and shiduchim and Parnasa, all to everything. We should be zochet to incredible zchusim. Anything that could trigger a tefillah, shiyir b'zuchu yaseinu, is definitely a good thing. And obviously the ikar is the tefillah. It's not the eating the rimon. The ikar is the tefillah that we're going to say. But what is it specifically about a rimon? Okay, there are a lot of seeds in it. What is there? There has to be something specific about a rimon, more than its beauty and more than its many seeds. So there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos is talking about various dreams that we have. Chaloimos. And dreams are significant. Dreams are meaningful. Halavai, we should always be dreaming. Dreaming to be bigger. I remember many years ago, this goes back, my first year married. It's going back 22 years ago. We had the schus to be on Ensi Zakola for the summer, myself and Maisha Schael, back when Ensi Zakola was in Efrat. And once by Shal Shudis, Rav Meir Twersky Shlita, Rosh Hashiva from YU, it was his first summer in Kolol. And he got up at Shal Shudis, and Shal Shudis was always a very powerful time to speak and to give chizik. And he looked around at a few hundred teenagers, high school boys in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And he looked at them and said, "I'm so jealous of you." I'll never forget this. It made such a roshim. "I'm so jealous of you." He said, "Because you could still dream. You could dream to be great. I'm already old. I'm already finished. Whatever I become, I can't dream anymore." Tversky continues to dream, trust me. But at his level, what he was saying. And he went on to explain how important it is to dream, to aspire to greatness. Obviously, then we have to put that into action. But dreams are very important. And the dreams that we have, the Torah tells us, are significant. A dream is 1/60th of Nevuah, whatever that exactly means. We have to look into our dreams and figure out exactly what it's telling us, messages. So the Gemara talks about different dreams that one has and what they mean. And what happens if you dream about palge, a slice of a rimon? If you dream and you see in your dream a slice of pomegranate. So the Gemara says, "Im tamachachamu yitzapel Torah." If he's a tamachachim, that means he's going to yearn for more Torah. Vim amaretu, but if he's only an amaretu, if he's not that full of Torah, yitzapel mitzvah still means you're going to yearn for mitzvahs. And quote a pasuk, "Kepelech harimon rekaseich," like a slice of a pomegranate, you're empty. What does that mean? "May rekaseich," and it says, "Afilu rekonim shebach." Even those who are empty, those of us who aren't who we think we can be or should be in Torah and in mitzvos, "Mileim mitzvos karimon," are actually, in actuality, full of mitzvos like a rimon. So we have an explicit Gemara that tells us a rimon somehow symbolizes Torah and mitzvos and ruchnias and all that we want to be and all that we should be. But why specifically a rimon? Well, okay, there's a Gemara. But where does that come from? Why is it that the rimon, the pomegranate, is a symbolism of ruchnias, it tells us? A symbolism of spirituality, of Torah, of mitzvahs. What in a pomegranate? What about a pomegranate? Yes, there are many seeds, okay? So I think Pshat is in another Gemara that mentions a rimon. And in this Gemara, I think we can see something very deep. And I think the crucial message that it's trying to tell us about Rosh Hashanah. And why a rimon is such a symbolism of Rosh Hashanah. There was a new individual, I'm sure you've all learned about, Elisha ben Abuya, who unfortunately completely went off the derech. He's known as Acher. He was at first a very big Talmud Chacham. I don't have to go into all the details. But one of his Talmidim was the great Rav Meir. Rav Meir Ba'anes, the Tana Rav Meir. Many of us have been in Tveria and Davin by his Kever. And if you haven't done that and you don't know much about Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah K'Rav Meir, that means that when you have an anonymous Mishnah, it's Rav Meir. We all know L'Kad Meir Nehi, right? We lose anything. So everybody knows Rav Meir. If we don't know too many Tanayim, Rav Meir is one of them that we know because that's on our lips. That's Fila. L'Kad Meir Nehi, we give tzedakah. We'll get back to that. So the Gemara says, Rav Meir, Heichi Gamar Torah Mipume De'acher. How did Rav Meir learn Torah from Acher? He learned Torah from him, and we tell over Torah from Acher, who was completely off the derech.
And he quotes, it is not true that we know from Rabbi Bar Chanan, name of Yochanan, the Pasuk says, as Gemara in Chagiga is quoting this, Sifsei Kohen, from the lips of a Kohen, Yishmu Rudas, the Torah Yivakshu Mepiu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakosu, that you should listen to the lips of the Kohen, his Torah, you should seek, because he's like a Malach. So the Gemara says, Im Dome Harav Lamalach Hashem Tzvakos, Yivakshu Torah Mepiu. If it's a Rebbe that in your mind resembles a Malach, that's who you should learn from. That's who you should... I'm not sure why you came tonight, but we're just getting somewhere with this Gemara. This wasn't where I wanted to focus. You should look for Rabbanim, Rabbeim, that look to you like a Malach. People that have your Shemayim. People that are holy. People that are shining. People that are one with Hashem. Vimlav, and if that person is not a Malach, the Gemara says, Al Yivak Shetor Mepiyu. Don't learn Torah. He could be a brilliant individual. You have people who are brilliant individuals, but they're not Baal Yerushalayim. They're not serving Hashem in the proper way. They're not living up to that Torah. Those are not people you should learn from, the Gemara says. You should, your Rabbeim, your teachers, should be people that are malach, like Malach. That's the Gemara says. So the Gemara is asking, based on that, how did Rav Meir learn from Acher? And the Gemara says that Rav Meir, he was able, listen to the language, because now we can understand something very deep. Rav Meir, Rimon Matzah. He found a pomegranate. It refers somehow and compares Acher, Elisha ben Abuya, to a pomegranate. Tocho Achal. He ate the inside. Klipaso Zarak. And he threw out the peel. In other words, this is first this chat in the Gemara, that Rav Meir was able, even though there was on the Chitzonius, on the outside, on Acher, a lot of bad, and he wasn't living up to who he was supposed to be, but inside, in his pneumios, in his deepest depth, in his heart, in his soul, in his neshama, there was Kedusha. And Rav Meir was able to connect to that and leave the klipa to the side. Most of us are not able to do that. When you see a person as a whole, and to learn from a person who's not a malach, we wouldn't be able to separate the two, and it might have a negative result in our connection to that individual. But Rav Meir was able. But let's take that, Gemara, and now start to understand what a pomegranate is and the depth of a pomegranate. You know what that tells us? That a pomegranate represents this fruit where there's a focus on pnimios and completely discard the chitzonius. Saying, right? Tocho acha klipaso zarak. You think about it in a certain sense more than any other fruit. Even though the exterior of that pomegranate is beautiful and bold and with that beautiful red and a crown. But what do we do to that? We crack it open and the peel is hard, inedible. We get rid of that completely. And we search for the pnimios. We search for that which is inside it. And that's what we enjoy. That's what we eat. That's what we connect to. And that maybe the Gemara is telling me is the secret of the pomegranate. The essence of the pomegranate. That it's all the neshama, not the guf. It's all about the inside. And we discard, get rid of the outside. That's what a rimon is. And maybe that's what's trying to tell us on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's why there's such a focus on this rimon, Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's why that's such a symbolism, a simon of Rosh Hashanah. We can understand this on so many levels. First of all, for ourselves, what we focus upon. We live in a world which is the complete opposite. We live in a world where everything is chitzonistic. Now more than ever. Everything is the way you perceive on the outside. The world we live in, and with technology today, with social media, and everything, whatever it might be, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, whatever does it for you. It's all about just putting on a show on the outside. And how do I look? Right? You have bloggers and individuals, their whole fame and everything about them is what they're wearing every day and what their lemaisa, their exterior. Everything about the chitzonius. That's their godless. That's the godless of, sadly, the way we look at others sometimes. That's the world we live in. And first and foremost, the Rimon comes Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah when we're trying to have a picture of who I want to be this upcoming year. Take some cheshbon nefesh. Take some introspection. And the first, therefore, the symbolism of that, Rimon is say, be a pnimiyistika person. Be a person that's toichoy achol klipaso zarak. Don't focus on the exteriors. Don't focus on the outside. Scary times we live in, where there's such focus on that. But it's the complete antithesis of what the Rabbi Nisham wants from us. Our ikar is our neshama, within us. And that's what we hope Hashem focuses on as well. We're coming to the Rabbi Nisham and we know He's judging us. He's deciding what our upcoming year is going to be for each and every one of us. Think back this past year. Think back what this year brought. Baruch Hashem, hopefully we can think about a lot of simcha. But sadly, there's also tzaras that it brought. Think back. That all was decided, we believe, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It was all decided here in Yom Narayim. Who was going to find their shidduch, who unfortunately was going to fall sick, who was going to... Everything. All determined. And this upcoming year, Ba'aleinu L'Tayiv, Bez Hashem, should be a year of bracha and simcha, but it's all being determined now. So, and how is it being determined? We believe partially at some level, Kadosh Baruch, whatever, we don't fully comprehend, but he's looking to us and he's judging us. And he's saying, based on Aryeh Cohen, what does Aryeh Cohen deserve for this upcoming year? Let me see, what did he do this past year? How did he learn? How did he daven? What was his chesed like? What was his... And he's looking at me. And deciding, therefore, what my potential is going to be for this upcoming year. And personally, that's very scary. Because I know I didn't live up to any of that. I didn't learn as much as I could have learned. I didn't daven as well as I could have davened. I could have done more for others. So what do we want to say? What are we going to... What are we going to hold on to? Where is our hope going to be? You know what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rimon. Remember the pomegranate. We're going to have a simon of a pomegranate. That's the symbolism of Rosh Hashanah. Why? The same way, I'm going to try my best this upcoming year to be a pnimistic individual. To worry about what's emes, what's real. And not focus on the chitonius. Not focus on the exteriors. Like the world that we live in, unfortunately. And focus on chesnesh. You know the way, it started to get cold the last couple days, right? So finally, you know, it's the first time you have to like think about possibly putting on a coat. I'm not going to care what type of chvesnish patches on my coat. I'm just not going to care. Because that's all chitonistic. Think about it. That's the world we live in. That Imamish says it more than anything. Think about it. Stop for a second. I just want you to understand the symbolism of that. What's our most chitonious thing, our most exterior thing that an individual wears? Your coat. So your coat, more than anything else, represents chitonius. Represents your exterior. The farthest place from your neshama, from your panemius, from your heart, from your soul, is your coat. And it used to be, by the way, not so long ago, some of you, I think, should remember, where nobody, the one thing more than anything else, nobody knew who, what type of coat anyone wore. So you go, you buy a coat, a nice coat, a warm coat, you wear a coat. There was never a thing, in all of history, there was never a thing that your coat mattered. Like your clothing, okay, you want to have nice clothing to wear, so you go and wear for yontif. Your coat, like, okay, you want a nice coat, but nobody knew the brand of the coat. Now, the most chitonius is all about the patch on it, the brand on it. The chitonius should be chitonius. Think about that. That happened in this generation, where that's the focus. So our vote is to take back and bring back the house and be a rimon. Tocho achol klipaso zarak. Focus on what's emes, what's real, what's important. The exterior is never. And then, so we say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam the same way. Because if you're going to focus on my chitzonius, I don't know if I lived up to who I should have been this past year. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, look at my pnimius. I might not have done X, Y, and Z. But deep down, I want to be close to you always. I love you. I love people. I know it's emes. Look at my neshama. Look what I'm yearning for. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, look at me like a rimon. That's what we're going to say in Rosh Hashanah. And it gives us hope. It gives us hope. That's what we learn from a mayor. Chevra, bepnimius, we're all so kadosh. Bepnimius, we're all so kadosh. We have to find the kedusha within us. So a Torah from the Hail Gamei Shiloch, the Ishbitzer. Listen to what he says about Klal Yisrael. Listen to what he says about every single one of us. Every single one of us in this room. Just read you his words, they're so beautiful. Ki be'emes, in truth, Lev Yisrael, the heart of every Jew, Menuka mikol sig upsoles, is completely cleansed from any shmutz, from anything negative, from any dirt. And nobody here wants to do against the will of God. Nobody here is internally pulled away from the will of God. What happens? How is it possible that any of us have ever done anything against the Rabban Shalom? Eino mitzidam. It's not from within us. Inside, we're kaddish. We're neshama. We're yachelik al kamim amamish. We're full of kedusha. Rak mikoach lumos. But the problem is, we're in society and we've been desensitized from the other nations, from the people that we're around, that are chitonistic, from the world that we live in, from the things that we let ourselves look at. Maybe we have to start thinking about that and what we allow ourselves to look at and how much we're engrossed in that world, because that's where it comes from. Because the other nations are full of temptation and bad taivas. From that koach, it creeps into our hearts. Naturally, our pnimis is kodesh kedoshim. We have to believe it. We have to know it. Every single one of us. We have to believe it within ourselves. Decide that's the type of person I'm going to be. And scream out to Rabbi Yisrael on this Rosh Hashanah. We're reminding. And I want you to look at us like that. And I want you to remember that. Don't judge my chitzon this past year. Don't judge who I was on the outside. Judge me like a rimon. Klipaso zarak. Throw away my klipa. Maybe just throw away my klipa. Rav Meir Baal Nes, this is talking about. Rav Meir, who learned from Achim, was able to do that. Rav Meir was a ben ger. Rav Meir came from a convert. As far as I'm bringing down, that's the whole essence of a convert, to be able to throw away the klipa and find the kedusha and come back. In fact, he came from Niron. We know, you know, in Lashon HaKodesh, a mem and a nun are interchangeable at times, right? So Niron is really Rimon, if you think about it. The letters Rimon. If you change one of the nuns to a mem, it's Rimon. That's where he came from. That was his essence. That's the avodah, to really believe in that, to know that. To know that about ourselves, that's who we really should want to be, and to hope, and to daven, that's the way the Rabbanu Shalom is going to look at us, like a rimon. And that's the way we have to look at all people. You know, MS is these days, I never forget, I had this chus, my Rebbe who was a gadol dar, nothing to think, was a chesadik shepracha. I'll never forget sitting by him. It was a Friday of Shabbos Shuvah. Every Friday, the highlights of my life was sitting by his table Erev Shabbos to learn from him, prepare for Shabbos. He would give a shmooze in his house for like 25 minutes. It was life altering. There wasn't one that I didn't find myself just crying through because of just the emotions of how special it was. And when he spoke about his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Lishvracha, his face was shining. He didn't need lights on in the room, literally shining. The simcha that he had, the smile on his face. And he was telling us, it was Shabbos Shuvah, and he started telling us what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would talk about Yom Kippur night every single year. Yom Kippur night every single year. He said he only spoke about Ben Adam Lachavero. Yom Kippur night! All that he spoke about was Ben Adam Lachavero. All that he spoke about was how to treat another person. And to care for another person. Because that's a derech. To be mezakeh b'din, all this farm talk about it. First of all, it's derech eretz kol matorah. It's the foundation of everything. How do I expect to treat the Ribbono Shel Olam if I can't treat another person? Baruch Hu wants us to be the nicest people we can be to every person we meet. To care, to love, to give. And maybe then, if we're mevatel ourselves for others, even if Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mevatel for us, it's another way to be mezakeh b'din. So what does that mean? It means the following. And this is also all what a Rimon is. I'm going to read you a Torah from Likutei Maran of Nachman of Breslov, one of his most famous Torahs. I would hope some of you are familiar with these words, even if you don't learn Rav Nachman much. This is a beautiful singer, Yudid Nafshi, a very special person, Yosef Karduner. He took a lot of Rav Nachman's Torahs and turned them into songs. One of them are the words to this Torah, Reish Pei Beis, one of my favorite Torahs. Rav Nachman writes, we all know Rav Nachman is very connected to Rosh Hashanah. Whatever you think or don't think about Uman Rosh Hashanah, there's something to that. There's something to the fact that even in a year when there's war, there's thousands of thousands of Jews that are Moshe Nefesh to be by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman writes that he is Rosh Hashanah. Whatever that exactly means. So let's learn from his Torah at least as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. So right, Zda, you have to know. Kitzarech ladun es kol adam lekaschus. That each and every one of us needs to judge every single Jew favorably. Vafilu mishu Rasha gamar. Even someone who's a complete Rasha. You look at someone, a terrible person. They're not nice to people. They're not living up to who they're supposed to be. A Baal Taiva or Shoei, whatever you want to call it. Sarach l'chapeis v'msobo eizem atov. We have to search. We have to look in that individual a little bit of good. Shiva oso hamat eino Russia. In that little good, they're not a Russia. Valyidei zeh shemotzi bo matov. And through finding that little good, v'dono so l'kavschus, and judging them favorably, alyidei zeh malo so b'mizkavschus. You're going to lift them up to be judged favorably. V'yucho lo shiva b'tshuva, and they will be able to tshuva and turn around. It's an amazing thing. Listen to what he says. Twofold. It says two ideas. That we have to look for the good in someone, meaning look for the pnimius. Don't look at the chitonius. Look inside. Klipaso zarak, throw away. Look at this individual as a rimon. You know what happens then? First of all, that's the proper benon mechavero, and you'll love them and care about them in the proper way. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to start to see themselves in that light. They're going to start to see the pnimius within themselves, and they'll be chozer b'tshuva. A little bit of light, it opens up in an incredible way. But they have to first see that. So you have to look at them like that. And they'll start to see it like that. The way we look at others is like a rima. That's what Rav Nachman is telling us. Never forget, I think I've definitely shared this story before, but the story I think about, I can't say every day, but definitely every week. Rav Shlomo Karbach. Shlomo Karbach, besides for being an incredible singer and storyteller and was makari of thousands of people, you'll understand how in a moment, he was a big Talmud Chacham. He learned in Lakewood, he had smicha from Aaron Kotler. Rav Aaron once wrote a letter to Rav Moshe Feinstein that he thought he had the next Gadol Adar by him. He could have been the next Gadol Adar in Torah. He decided to give over his life to Kiruv and be mashpia on people. It was after the Holocaust and he saw the amount of assimilation he went to learn by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Bracha, and gave over his life to Kiruv and was makari of thousands of people by himself. He used to give a weekly shiur in the Diamond District, 47th Street. And all these very big diamond dealers would come to his shiur. And one week at the end of the shiur, one of the diamond dealers, one of these very wealthy guys, he says to Rav Shlomo, I don't understand, you're this tremendous Talmud Chacham, incredible music star. Why do you spend so much time with the lowest members of society? Rav Shlomo was known, if he saw a homeless man, he'd spend like 20 minutes with him, and he had people living in his home, and he'd go to jail cells, and not much the lowest members of society he was always giving like his whole life to. So listen to what Rav Shlomo said. Rav Shlomo said back, you're a diamond dealer, right? Yeah. What if I show you $1 million diamond? $1 million diamond. You'll know it's a precious diamond. You know it's $1 million. He says, of course, that's my whole life. That's my expertise. What if it's right out of the mine? And it's dirty and it still needs to be shined, it still needs to be cut, it still needs... No, Rav Shlomo, like, that's my life. I see beyond the dirt. I see the diamond in the rough. I see it within. Shlomo said, I'm also a diamond dealer. But I deal with the diamonds of people. The neshama, the chelik al-kami ma'amamish. And you see this person, and you see the exterior, you see the chitzonius, and you see someone who looks dirty and looks unpleasant, and to me, it's a shining diamond. I'm able to see beyond. And that's our avoda. Our avoda, first of all, is to focus on panemius. And then hope that the Rabbeinu Shalom will focus on our panemius. But now see the panemius in others. And only see that, and bring that out, and love others in such a way. See the diamonds in there. The Lamei said there's a final step. There's a final step in the message of the Rimon, I believe. After trying to focus on Panemius, and hoping that the Rabbeinu Shalom focuses on Panemius, and seeing the Panemius in others, there's one final step, and I want to read it to you. It's really the continuation of this Torah Resh Pei Beis, and listen to what Rav Nachman says. V'chein sarach adam limso gam ba'atzmo. So too a person has to find it within himself. Shetzarach adam lizayir ma'od liyot b'simcha tamid. A person has to try hard to always be b'simcha l'harchik ha'atzos ma'od ma'od. And to be very, very far away from sadness. And when a person looks at himself and doesn't see good, and sees I'm full of sin, and then that person wants to fall into depression, that person wants to fall into sadness. Look at my life. It's not what I want it to be. I'm not living the way I'm supposed to be living. And things that are happening to me aren't what I hoped for. Rav Nachman says, Asur to fall into that. But you have to search and find also within yourself the good. Of course you've done good in your days. Of course you've done wonderful thing. And that's what your focal point has to be. So not only do we have to look at others in such a way, we have to look at ourselves in such a way. Not only do we have to focus on penimius dikinyanim and not be pulled into society and the focal point of physicality and materialism in the world that we live in. And not only do we have to hope that Hashem looks in us, and not only do we have to look at others for the diamonds within them, but what about ourselves? Do we see the diamonds within ourselves? Do we see the Kedusha within? Do we believe and know that we have a neshama? Every one of us has a neshama which is chelek al-kami mamamish, that is a part and parcel of God. On Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of man. Hayom haras olam, right? Rosh Hashanah. What makes Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah? Because it's the day of creation of man. What happened on that day? Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem blew a neshama into each and every one of us. It started on that day because we're all from Adam HaRishon. You know what happens when Hashem, the Baal Tanya says it so beautifully, when you blow, you have to take your inside, your innermost feelings, and you have to put it into something. Comes from within you. That means Hashem blew within us Himself. A part of Him is within each and every one of us. We have that. That's our panemius. That's our toiv. And we've all done good. Everyone here has done wonderful things for others over this whole year. And has had some good tefillahs. And has learned Torah. And has come on a Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Hashanah, to learn Torah, to prepare for Hashanah. That's awesome. Focus on that. That's who you are. That's the rimon. The focus on the panemius of who each and every one of us. Every one of us. You know, it came to me, Rimon is gematria 306. If it's Molly, it's spelled with the Vav, Reshud Mem Vav Nun. 306. So Hashem brought me a matan, this is what I thought, maybe Pshad is. Rimon's exactly gematria Isha. A woman. On one level, that means you, Neshem Tzikanios, have the ability to be like that. To focus on your Pnimius. Even the world we live in says differently about women, because that's a secular world, which is completely Sheker. You're called Kvod Basbelach Pnima. That's why maybe there's such a focus with women with Snias, and understanding it's not about your exterior. Because you understand you're like a Rima. That the focus should always be Pnimius. But I think also, you know, we know through Shir Shirim and other that there's this incredible relationship between us and Hashem. And that relationship between us and Hashem is one of a marriage on some level. And that Isha, that woman, that's Klal Yisrael. With the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know the beautiful thing about a marriage, and a beautiful marriage the way it's supposed to be? The husband and wife, they don't see the exteriors, they only see the penis. They only see the heart within, they only see the Kedusha within, they only see the beauty within. They're able to let everything else slide in a beautiful marriage. Maybe that's also Rimon Gematri Isha. We're that way with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is going to look at us like that and believe in that. We're his Isha. But we have to start living like that. If we start living like that, and we focus on Pnimius, and we look at others for their Pnimius, and we believe in the Pnimius within ourselves, so Hashem for sure is going to focus on our Pnimius. And that's the avod of that Rimon. You know, Rimon is also the same letters of Meron. Meron, the Makon of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Makon of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, was the one who was the tzaddik who brought us the deepest Torah, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, the Torah of Pnimius. All of Kabbalah is Pnimius. He taught us to look beyond. So that's, of course, the same letters, Rimon and Meron. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Mem Hei says, Yacho ani lifter kol ha'olam min adin, miyom shenivreisi arata, that I'm able to potter, to bring l'schus, basically, the whole world, to have a good judgment. He's able to do it. Why is he able to do it above every other time? What's Rav Shimon able to do? Because Rav Shimon taught us to focus on Pnimius. And when we're Pnimius dik, it's all kadosh in our lives, and the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us like that, and it's going to be all tzchusim, all holiness, all simcha, all bracha. Because that's ultimately who we are. Every one of you, every one of us. And that has to start now, Rosh Hashanah, with that focal point of the Rimon. And the culmination of it clearly is Yom Kippur. It's all one unit of Aseret Yemei. Yom Kippur, where what do? We negate our physical presence completely. We don't eat, we don't drink, we don't bathe. We're like a malach. Minim to just wear white, not to worry about our chitonius, what color I'm going to wear, what I'm going to wear. Pnimistik. That's what this year has to be. Let's be a pnimistik. Let's be somebody who cares about what's really important in life. To live with my neshama. To see others in that light. To see myself, to be pnimis within myself. Be like this Rimon with Tocha Acha Klipas Zarak. You know, Chevre, we've all been over the last few years so inspired. I think only these last few years, more than ever, with beautiful Israeli musicians. Definitely Yishai Ribo, we've spoken his songs many times over the years. Many other special tzaddikim. And over this past year, I don't know how many of you have gotten into his music yet, but there's a very special Yid Akiva. I know you know some of his songs. Each one is so beautiful, each one is so kadosh, each one is so full of life, so full of pnimis. And recently I haven't stopped listening to one. It's like, though, sometimes, I don't know, that's the way I live, I like, if there's a song that
that wakes me up, a song that hits my penis. I just live with that song for a while. I can't listen to anything else. So Akiva, he has... What he does is he takes Reb Shlomo Karbach's famous Berditchever Negin. I don't know how many of the Chevra already know where I'm going with this. So he has a Berditchever. The Berditchever Negin is a beautiful Negin, a very famous Negin. I'm sure you all know it from Reb Shlomo. Who, it's incredible to put this all together. Reb Shlomo Karbach, we already just explained tonight based on a story, was a Yid that lived like the Rimon, who lived with Pnimius, who understood only to look for the Pnimius and not the Chitonius. Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, the tzaddik, the Kedushas Levi, was well known that that's how he lived his life. He saw the Kedusha, he saw the Pnimius of every Yid. He used to fight the Rabbono Shalom to see it in the same way, in the same light. That's what he was famous for. Every story is about that with the Kedushas Levi. So this niggin embodies that on some level, but it's just a niggin. And a niggin is something very, very beautiful. A niggin, I always love, I mean, all... They're beautiful Jewish songs with beautiful lyrics as well, but when you have a niggin, a beautiful niggin, you write the lyrics. And then when you're listening to that tefillah, the lyrics are from your heart, from your soul, which is a big avoda. But this song, the Berditchever Niggin, so it has no words, from Reb Shlomo. Akiva, he came and he took the niggun and he starts out just singing the niggun with beautiful music in the background. And then he added his bodhidus. His bodhidus also is very connected, obviously. Rav Nachman was very big on his bodhidus. His bodhidus is time that we take to be in solitude with the Rabbanu Shalom and just talk to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's such an important method of tefillah. We're so sometimes stuck in the tefillah of the Siddur, which is beautiful and kaddosh. But we have to have a personal relationship with Hashem also, and not be afraid to just talk to Hashem, and write our own tefillos, and be alone with the Rabbanu Shalom. That's his bodhidus. Time in the day. It's important to have time in the day every day like that. So in the middle, he has this niggun Berditchev. In the middle, he does some of his bodhidus. And he talks to Hashem. And these are the words that he talks to Hashem. He sings to Hashem. He davens to Hashem. Ribbono shel olam, tein li es hakoach la'er panim l'chol adam. Rabbanu Shalom, give me the strength to illuminate my face towards all people. To always look besimcha, to always... You know those people that you meet and you feel like they're just shining, and because they're shining, you start shining? Like, those people are awesome, right? We always love those people. We want to be near those people. We should all be those people. Rabbanu Shalom, tein li es hakoach le'er panim l'chol adam. Lirot malot chaverai v'lo chesronam. To see the good in my friends and not their lackings. Like Rav Nachman taught. Ladunas called him to see the good. See the good in others. This is what he's davening. Tein li einayim lirot betov ubechesed shenatata ba'olam. Give me eyes to see the good and the kindness that you put into the world, Rabbanu Shalom. Kol ma'adar rachman al tavad. Let me see it. I want to see it. Shad, listen to this line. Because it's the whole Torah Reish Pei Beis. Shadun l'kafskus es atzmi ves chavorai. That I should only judge favorably myself and my friends. Sheyeh banava tamid shafol beinai. That I should only be humble, lowly in my eyes. If I'm pnimistic, it's not about my outside, so I'm humble. I don't know. Gaiva is all about chitonistic. It's all what I want to portray for others. It's not who I am. That I should love with all my heart, my entire life. To recognize all that I have is so incredible. Everything that Hashem has given me. I want to thank you, Hashem, for all that I have. I want to even thank you for my lackings without being ashamed. Hashem gave us lackings to work on it, to grow through it, to build us. Those are also from Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for that. Lizkar tamid. Lizkar shetamid. This is how he ends for these days, undoubtedly. Lizkar shetamid efshar lachzor l'hakein hakol. To remember that I could always go back and fix everything. L'hit chadesh, to be anew. That we could all be anew. That we could all live this life of this tefillah. Live a life where I'm pnimistic.
but I'm seeing the good within myself, the good within others. I'm focusing on Pnimius. And I could be anew. This is the type of person I can be this year. I want to listen, you know, we haven't done this in a while, but hope this will work. One minute. I don't know how this turns on. I thought it just, you hold this down. To get in there. Shami, you want to help me over here? No. You told me it's easy, but I don't know. See if this works, see if this works. Unless it did. You think it died right now? Oh, there you go, there you go. Well, that's not bad. Yeah, I got it, got it. Try to dab with him. Try to dab with him.
Oh,
So, Bez Hashem, we should all be zoche. We should all be zoche to just look at that Rima tomorrow night and live everything that it's teaching each and every one of us. To just be that pneumistic person. The way we look at others, and the way we look at ourselves, the way we look at the world. To be that we'll be zoche to live up to the tefillah of Akiva. To be that type of person. To be a person. Be a person that's illuminating every person you meet. To see the malat chaverai of luchas renam. Have eyes to see only good that Hashem brings to this world. To judge favorably as atzmi v'schaverai. To have the humility, pnimiyistic humility, to live this world in such a way. She'aoi b'chol lev kol chayai, to love every moment of my life. Ahalavai, you shall be blessed to love every moment of your life. When it comes l'odot l'cha kol mashiyesh, to thank Hashem from all He does, even on the chesronos, to know that even if I haven't lived in this life till now, l'skar shetamid afshar l'achzor l'takein hakol l'hitchadesh, and there's no better time than right now. Rosh Hashanah is not just the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashinoi, the beginning of change. May Hashem should be zoche to live that life. Each and every one should be zoche to exceed a chesiva taiva, a good gemet jar. A year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year where all your tefillos are mekayim mekabel, a year of besuras tovos, a year of only shefa from Hashem that not only is good, but we see as good, to zoche to the ultimate good, with the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehirah bi'yameinu.